We kick things off like we do every Monday this time of year by welcoming back to the show the head coach of University of Maine Black Bear Baseball, Nick Durba. Nick, good afternoon.
Hey, Rich, how you doing?
Well, yeah, I'd be better if this rain would stop. I've had enough of that.
Yeah, I agree with you there, that's for sure. I'm looking forward to spring finally popping up at some point.
I sure hope so, yeah. Over the weekend, a good one for you. Your Black Bears split a doubleheader with Maryland Baltimore County. Best part of that is you got some good timely hitting, and you got to play a couple of games at home, which had to be nice, too.
Yeah, it's always nice to get some games, and, you know, we're starting to swing the bats a lot better, you know, but we got to throw some more strikes. Our pitching's been, you know, a little suspect over the last couple of weeks, and, you know, it's kind of been one of those years, you know, where early in the year we were pitching pretty well, weren't hitting, and, you know, now it's kind of flipped, but, you know, I think we're in a good position to hopefully start getting hot at the right time, and, you know, with the tournament only a few weeks away, you know, this is the time to do it. So, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing the guys continue to progress, and hopefully we can catch some stride.
Yeah, is that kind of the goal right now for you, is just to get to where you're playing your best baseball as the conference tournament gets underway?
Yeah, I mean, you know, regardless of where you are in the standings, I mean, I wish we were in a 1 or 2 spot to get a bye, but, you know, if we were in the 1 or 2 spot and we were playing our worst baseball right around tournament time, it doesn't really matter at that point. You know, it's there is an advantage to finishing in the top 2 spots of the league regular season. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, you got to win 6 games, and even though it's not an easy thing to do, period. You know, it has happened many times in baseball history. So, you know, if we go out and play our best baseball, we pitch, and, you know, put together some complete games, you know, the sky's the limit for us for tournament time.
Has it been tough at all to get in a groove with this weather being so up and, well, mostly down?
Yes, it is. I mean, you know, the weather doesn't help. Our schedule doesn't really help at all. You know, we play so many games in the front end, and, you know, we typically don't have a whole lot of midweek games. You know, so, when you play, you're basically playing, you know, twice a week. You know, it can be a little difficult, but, you know, that's, you know, I tell our guys all the time, you know, sometimes it comes up, that's an excuse. You know, we are, our schedule is what it is, and we have to be able to maintain some semblance of consistency. And, you know, it's difficult to do sometimes in college baseball when you only play 50-something games. You know, you look at a big league schedule, they play 3 times as many. So, you know, we're forced to catch stride a little sooner. But, you know, everybody's on the same playing field. So, you know, there's really no out there. We just got to play better.
More conference games coming up for you this week as the Riverhawks of UMass Lowell come to town. What kind of a challenge will they pose for you?
UMass is probably one of the better teams in the league. I mean, their record shows you know, that they are. But they're a very complete team. They pitch the ball well. They swing well. So, you know, this is always a good matchup, a lot of parity in the American East, but, you know, we got to go out there and play our game. And, you know, our number one goal right now is to put together some complete games, pitch a little bit, hit a little bit. And I think if we do that, you know, we really are in a good position to win some baseball games.
Well, it looks like some better weather toward the end of the week. So hopefully we get that in combination, a big weekend for the Black Bears, and you can take care of business at home.
Yeah, excellent. So keep your fingers crossed for that weather. So, hopefully I'll see you down there, Rich.
All right. Hey, thank you much, Nick. As always, good luck this weekend. We'll talk soon.
Thanks a lot. Take care.
That's Nick Durba, head coach, University of Maine Baseball, who joins us every Monday on the program. Our Black Bear Reports are brought to you by Bennett Auto Center, 24 Thatcher Street in Bangor, offering full service from oil changes to engine jobs from experienced local people you can trust. Visit the website at BennettAutoCenter.com.